A ballroom, a theater, some shops, and even elevators.
I know, isn't it great?
It's just like a big hotel floating along on the waves.
Oh, that reminds me, Lucy. I brought the bottle of seasick pill you wanted.
Oh, thank you, dear mother.
Oh, you won't need those.
Well, I know, but my stomach will rest easier if my mind knows they're here.
Miss Ricardo.
Yes, dear?
I wonder if you'd do me a little favor while you're in Paris.
Well, of course I will, Mrs. Trumbull. What is it?
Will you buy me a bottle of French perfume?
You know I will, but it'll be a present from us.
Oh, no.
Now, I insist. What kind of perfume do you want? My sin!
Just enjoy yourself and don't worry about a thing.
Oh, well, I can see Lucy not worrying about the baby.
Well, I'll relax if you promise to cable me if he even sneezes.
What are you going to do, cable back as soon height?
Well, I just want to know, that's all. Oh, we have a phone. You can call me every day.
Oh, I can't call you when you're at sea.
Oh, yes, you can, but it's pretty expensive.
Well, make it station to station. That way it'll be cheaper. And I know I'm always going to be home.
What's the number?
It's no number, Mother. You call the marine operator and ask for the Constitution. But let me put it this way. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Well, maybe not for just a sneeze, but anything important, huh, Mom?
Okay, okay.
All ashore.
Let me kiss him goodbye. Give us a kiss. Goodbye, honey.
Goodbye, goodbye. Where's everybody going?
Eh?
Where's everybody going?
Well, the man says all ashore who's going ashore.
Oh, they start that long before you have to get off.
Oh. Honey, he said they start out long before they have to get up.
Oh, good. They'll give me a few more minutes with the baby then.
Say, how you like your stateroom?
Oh, it's just gorgeous. It's right down the hall.
Band manager reporting, sir. All members present and accounted for.
At ease, Mr. Manager.
Ah, did you hear that, honey? Your papa has a band manager.
Oh. For heaven's sake, Ethel, can't you wait? You're smiling the looks of the basket.
Ah, oh, I can't help it. This sea air makes me hungry.
We haven't even left the dock.
Come ahead and let the door.
Little she finds out the food's free. It'll be the biggest bundle Britain's ever seen.
All ashore.
I think this is it, honey. We better go. Yeah, we better go now. All right. Goodbye, son. It's all right, Mom. Honey, we can say goodbye from the deck. We can wait from the deck. We'll wait goodbye from the deck.
See you later.
Goodbye,
Mr. Goodbye, sweetheart.
Goodbye, honey.
Hey, who are you waving at?
A tall blonde down there.
You don't know her.
Well, I can dream, can't I? Bye.
Bye,
Mrs. Trumbull.
Now, that's more your speed.
Well, honey, your dreams come true. You're going to Europe. How about that, eh?
That's wonderful.
Oh, Mr. Ricardo.
Yes.
Of course, I would like to check your schedule. It'll only take just a moment.
All right. Fred, will you come with me? I'll see you in a minute.
Oh, Lucy, isn't this great?
What's the matter, honey?
I miss the baby.
Now, it's not going to be for very long.
I just got to give him one more kiss.
Lucy, you better hurry, because we're going to take off in just a few minutes. Hurry, honey.
About 2 minutes.
Okay. I can't hear a
word
you say.
Yes,
I know you can't hear me.
Mother,
Lucy, what are you doing down here?
Oh, I just had to give him one more hug.
Now, stop being silly and miss the boat.
Oh, you don't know what it's like to be a mother, Mother. Sweetheart, that's my good little baby. Now, you be a good little angel, and I'll bring you lots of things from Europe. I'm not worrying about him here. I just had to give him one more hug, that's all. Give me a kiss, sweetheart. Give me a kiss.
Sorry.
Oh, sweet God.
Oh, now, Marie, don't take them to go raise the gas flag. Hold them out. Oh,
for heaven's sake.
Oh, come on now. Hold them out.
Impossible, sir.
But look.
Now everything's going to be all right, Mr. Ricardo. She can come out on the pilot boat and come aboard when the pilot gets off.
Oh, you can come out on the pilot boat.
Wait a minute. Come out on the pilot boat, honey. On the pilot. She can't hear me.
You can telephone the dock agent. He'll pay you.
Oh, okay.
Ricky's going to call somebody to help you.
Things happen.
Hello, operator. Operator. Hágame el favor de darme aquí el dock agent que está lleno. Que me haga el favor de darme el dock agent que está lleno. Oh. Give me the dock agent, please.
Dock agent speaking.
Say, Doc, will you... will you please page Mrs. Ricky Ricardo, please?
Yes, sir. One moment, please. Mrs. Ricky Ricardo, please report to the dock agent's desk. Mrs. Ricky Ricardo, please report to the dock agent's desk.
Hi, Mrs. Ricky Ricardo.
It's for you.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Honey, this is Ricky.
Oh, Ricky.
Now, honey, you get a hold of yourself.
I missed the boat. I'm not going to be able to to Europe at all.
Now, honey, listen to me. Listen. Honey, honey, you can come out on the pilot boat.
I can come out on the what?
You can come out on the pilot boat.
Pilot boat?
Yes.
Well, where do I get it?
Ask the dock agent.
Okay.
And hurry.
Yeah, honey. Where can I get the pilot boat for the Constitution?
You get down to the end of the pier, turn right, and then after about 30 yards down, you'll see a ramp that leads down to a lower level. Huh? On the lower level, you'll see a little pier that has two boats tied to it. Yeah. Those are the pilot boats.
Oh, the end of the pier, lower level, two boats.
You better hurry.
Yeah.
You'll be leaving.
Pardon me, mister.
Mrs. Ricardo, what happened?
Have you got a pilot boat that goes to the pilot boat?
I didn't miss it.
Oh, didn't I?
Well, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you. You may not believe it, but I'll tell you. I went down to the end of the pier. I ran 30 yards to the right. I ran down the ramp to the lower level. I saw the little pier with the two little boats tied to it, and one of them was on its way. So I raced to the end of the pier, and I made a flying leap across and landed kerplunk on the deck.
Well, then, what are you doing here?
That boat was on the way in.
No. What about the other boat?
By the time I noticed my mistake, it was gone. What do I do now?
The Independence is leaving in a couple of days. Maybe you
can... I want to go on the Constitution so I can be with my husband, so I can be with my friends, so I can eat my bon voyage fruit before it all gets spoiled.
I'm sorry, lady, but... Wait a minute. There might be a way.
How? How?
Just a month ago, we had a passenger miss this same boat. He hired a helicopter and flew out to
it. Oh, that's wonderful. All right, where do I get one?
Idlewild Airport.
Oh, boy, a helicopter! A helicopter?
Your question?
Well, there's one other chance, Mr. Ricardo.
What's that?
About a month ago, one of our passengers missed the boat, and he hired a helicopter and flew out.
A helicopter? Oh, I don't know. I don't like the idea of Lucy taking a helicopter. That's too risky.
Yeah, for the helicopter.
Ricky, it's the only way.
Well, where can we get one?
Well, we'll have to call Idlewild Airport.
Okay.
Why don't you come with me?
Yeah,
oh. Oh, Fred, what if Lucy misses the helicopter?
Well, if I know Lucy, she'll grease her body and swim after us.
Yes, madam?
I want to rent a helicopter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our helicopter's being used right now.
Oh, darn it. I should have called.
Isn't it a shame? It was sitting here all morning. And now it's just taking off on an emergency call.
Well, I'm an emergency, too. When will it be back?
Oh, I don't know, ma'am. It's leaving right now to pick up some crazy dame who missed the SS Constitution.
Well, get it back. Get it back.
But, madam,
I'm that crazy dame. Get it back.
Joe, radio the copter to come back to the field immediately.
For heaven's sake. Oh, well, don't just stand there. Do something. Get that plane back here.
I just did.
I've got to get on that ship. My husband's on that ship. My friends are on that ship. We plan to go to Europe for... You just did?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I beg your pardon, madam, but your slip is showing.
Yeah, I know, and
I tore it, too, when I jumped for the pilot boat.
You jumped right out of your skirt?
No, I had to take it off. I got it caught in a bicycle.
Oh, I see. Would you allow me to get you some coveralls?
Oh, would you? I'd appreciate it so much. Thank you. Would you make that a size 12, please?
Yes.
And maybe a charcoal gray so it would match what I'm wearing. Well, this is my first time on a luxury liner, and I don't want to look tacky. Going aboard.
Carter, relax.
Well, I'll try, but I've never been up in a helicopter before.
I guess it is a little different from those big airliners.
I got news for you. I've never been up in one of those either.
Now, there's no reason to be frightened. Please, Mrs. Ricardo, try to relax and enjoy it.
I'll try to relax, but I don't think I'm going to enjoy it. Ah, where's the door?
Well, we took it off so it'd be easier for you to get out.
Right now, I'm just concerned with staying in.
Now, Mrs. Ricardo, just settle back and take a look at the view.
Gee, all you can see is water.
That's right.
Except for that cigar someone threw away.
Mrs. Ricardo, that cigar is your ship.
That dinky little thing?
That's the SS Constitution.
Gee, the water must have shrunk it.
Well, it'll get a little bigger as we get down closer to it. Good-sized cigar, isn't it?
Yeah, now it's beginning to look like a ship with little ants running all over it.
You better start getting ready.
Oh, okay. How do I look?
No. I mean your harness. Is it on tight?
You mean my safety belt?
Oh, that isn't a safety belt. That's a harness.
A harness? What do I need a harness for? When we land, I just step out, don't I?
Well, we're not allowed to land.
Not allowed to land?
No.
You mean we can't land on that deck?
No, it's against the rules. I hover over the boat and lower you down on a cable.
You hover over where and lower who on a what?
Now, Mrs. Ricardo, it's done all the time.
Not to me, it isn't. You turn this egg-beater around and go back to the airport.
Well, I can assure you it's perfectly safe. It's up to you. If you want to get down to that boat, this is the only way to do it.
You hover over the ship and lower me on something and then...
Either that or back to the airport.
Well...
Now, fasten that hook to your belt.
What hook?
That hook right out there.
That one?
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
I can't reach it.
Well, wait a minute. I'll release it for you. There. Got it?
No.
They just rave about your new MGM record of Forever Darling.
No kidding.
Yeah, they say it's going to be one of the top records of the year.
Hell.
Did you bring any records with you?
Yeah.
Well, let's get them to play it on the public address system.
Oh, no.
Oh, honey. Why not?
Well, that wouldn't be right.
Oh, now, I know how modest you are, but think what a treat it would be for the passengers.
Forever, darling.
Well,
while other hearts go wandering, faithful as can be.
Forever, forever, my darling.
I'll be your true love forever and forever.
Those seen in tonight's cast were Jack Albertson, Catherine Card, Ken Christie, Frank Gerstle, Pat Golden, Tyler McVeigh, Ben Neans, and Elizabeth Patterson. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at the same time.